This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Morning, everybody. Who sings this, Steiny? Do it for the culture. This is Usher. Hold on. No. It's...
Come on, Steiny.
Lionel Richie.
Steiny, stop, man. Just losing
50 Cent.
Ice Cube.
Kid Cudi.
Cudi.
Oh.
Yeah. Today was a good day.
All right.
Lakers beat the Supersonics.
Let's see right here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7. I got 7. You wanted me to name 7 players?
Oh, yeah.
Better defensively
right now? And then you're
going
to quiz me on all NBA defense. Who made it? Because I didn't look it up.
Mobley, Dort, Amen Thompson, Dyson Daniels, Jaden McDaniels, Gobert. They're all better defensively than Draymond. Right now. Right now. Right now.
Well, how many of those dudes can be put in the situation Draymond's in playing small ball 5 and having an impact on the game? That's
right.
What makes Dre unique to me.
Oh, he's unique. No doubt about it.
And how many is this for him in his
5
career?
First teams.
Wow. But what, 9 total?
Yeah.
That's big.
I think they only have first and second team.
You should be proud of that, man.
All right.
Now, who finished out the first team?
Does somebody have that list? Hold on.
I'm a guess.
All right, hold on. I got it. I got it. Oh, here you go. Caught it. I got it up.
All right.
Go ahead.
Gobert.
No.
Jaren Jackson Jr.
No.
Thompson.
More specific.
Amen Thompson.
Correct.
All right.
Draymond Green.
Okay, that's 2. Dort.
Lou Dort.
I'll go with Daniels. You mentioned Daniels.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if you
did.
These guys are great defensive players, so you may not have heard of them.
Oh, please, Steiny, stop. And we're missing one more.
Yep.
That would be my man for Cleveland.
Yep.
Not Alan Mobley.
Wow. Evan Mobley.
Wow.
Daniels, Dort, Draymond Green, Evan Mobley, Amen Thompson. Congratulations, first team All NBA.
Well,
defense.
That's a big deal.
All right. We're talking about, you know what? Let me. Even though Dibley doesn't like when I do this, I'm going to go right to a call. Remember when he used to get about that?
Man,
bros before phones.
He did. Yeah. And then I got something for you after.
Oh, sweet.
Well, not actually, but a thought.
All right. Scotty's in Marin. Hey, Scott, how you doing?
All right, fellas. Yeah, I've taken a few days after everything, after the loss, Steph injury and stuff, to kind of get away from it. But
sure.
Listen, Draymond Green, none of those guys you mentioned have the responsibility of Draymond Green
right. For
the overall defense. I mean, that's huge. And then the other thing is, Draymond's contract, the other thing I just wanted, before I talk about Butler and Kuminga, Draymond's contract is chump change for what he does for this team.
Oh.
You tell me Jonathan Kuminga deserves to be paid a dollar more than Draymond Green? No. So, but anyway, let's get back to what Steve said about J.K.
Yep.
That's exactly what he needs to do to flourish with this team, and he would get paid. Rebound, if he could do what Aaron Gordon does,
man.
Paid. But listen to this. He shoots 30% from the three. He shoots 66% from the free throw line. I mean, you know, he'd be great on a sub-500 team. He could score, go someplace to score 25 points a game and get paid, I guess. That's great. But he's not going to win. You got, if he wants to win, he needs to play the way Steve needs him to play, and it will all come to him. It seems to be that somebody must be in his head. I don't know if it's his, whoever his representation is, but hey, man, you're going to be a great superstar in this league, and you're going to get da-da-da-da and all this stuff. He doesn't have the game to be there yet. He's 22 years old. He may eventually get a little bit better, but there's no way. He doesn't have the handles. He doesn't shoot the three. I mean, just rebound, get in the dunker spot, spend, fade. Yeah. I just don't see that. Obviously, it hasn't sunk in. One last thing was about this team.
Yep.
They played 750 ball for 2.5 months, you know? And I believe that they would have won that series if Steph doesn't get hurt. And then you talk about Jimmy Butler not taking enough shots. Steve explained that as well. Did you hear that?
Well, Goo listened, but I don't know if he heard it.
No, I heard it. I'm just messing. But, yeah, some good points from you, baby.
No, I mean, look, this is not – it's not like this isn't an issue. We got a lot of fans thinking that the Warriors did wrong by Kuminga. We got some fans thinking that Kuminga hasn't done enough to get on the court.
And is it fixable?
We got some fans that think Kerr's been delinquent. We got some fans that think Jonathan Kuminga's one-dimensional. It is what it is, as they say. Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how it works out. But, my gosh, Donnie, Aaron Gordon is a dog. He, I don't want to say, has a green light. He can shoot it when he wants, and he's earned that. And if Kuminga could be anything remotely close to that, my goodness. But maybe that might come in another uniform like it did for Gordon.
It might. I was going to say something. Now I forgot it. About something the last caller, Scott, said.
They were playing, how much ball?
750, yeah. They were 23-8.
That's all good, but the bottom line is what happened in the offs when the chef went down. And I understand, and we'll give Jimmy his flowers for what he did, and he's the sole reason, a big reason this team got out of the bottom or the box per se. But, man, I just needed a little more aggressiveness.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big juicy investment. Now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
On the offensive end, games 4 and game 5, and it sounds like I'm not alone.
Well, also keep in mind that... Well, never mind. Well, I apparently you might have been wrong about something. That song that we came into.
It was Ice Cube.
They're saying it was the Isley Brothers.
No, well, it's a remake.
Thank you, 510. Originally, the music lead into the current segment at 11:16, the Isley Brothers.
But Ice Cube used that. What do you call it, a sample? Yeah.
No, it was the Isley Brothers.
It was Ice Cube. Today was a good day. Hey, yeah. I got a lot of positive feedback yesterday when...
For what?
How I did performed on the show. But when I gave you... two athletes, and you give me who you would take.
Yeah, this is going to be a segment.
Okay, but this is different. All right. What's worse, a double play or fouling a three-point shooter? Think about it.
It's good. I like it, see? Fouling a three-point shooter. That's the worst thing you can do. You know, sometimes you can hit into a double play and get a run out of it if a runner's at third. Not an RBI, but the team will get a run.
Came to mind. All right.
Let's go to Prince. Prince in Oakland. Hey, Prince, what's going on?
Purple Rain.
Hey, how y'all doing, man?
Doing well.
So, I want to talk about this Jonathan Kuminga situation, man. And I feel like, let's put a caveat on it, obviously, because Steph was injured. But what I want to say is they paid Jordan Poole all that money and not even thinking about his defense. I don't want to really hear about Jonathan Kuminga's defense. And then... So y'all talking about we don't need this athleticism from Johnny Kuminga, but we're literally over here on the radio. I got to hear about Jimmy Butler not shooting a lot.
Wow.
Who the hell he going to pass it to? He got to pass to somebody, right? Pass to Jonathan Kuminga because he want to shoot the ball. I don't want to hear about somebody who go lackluster in the playoffs. And then what do we run into when we run into Minnesota? We run into athleticism. We didn't run into a team with a great offense that was passing the ball and everything was great. Come on, man, I don't want to hear that. We got to admit, sometimes Steve Kerr had bad series. If he didn't squeak away with the Rockets series, we would have been calling for Steve Kerr job right now. Mm. You hear what I'm saying? Last year, let me go into two more points. Last year, Todd Jerome, we couldn't find a spot for him. Where he go? He went to Cavaliers, and they looking like an all-star team, right? Same thing with Pat Spencer. Just because one of them looked like a plumber and one of them looked like a teacher, he act like he don't want to play him. He trusts a mediocre team. Let's talk about him. Everybody he trusts is mediocre. When you get desperate, you got to do desperate things. I don't be seeing no. You want to get desperate when Curry injured. Okay. That's obviously you got to do that. But before that, I always see Steph Curry out of breath. I always see Steph Curry just happy somebody else is shooting the ball. So I just really want to hear y'all opinion on that. I'm sorry I had to get so like this, but this makes me frustrated.
No, I hear you.
We got to admit Kerr, he don't know talent. It ain't been them that ain't the only two people that came to our franchise and left and did something. So,
hey Prince, you're always welcome here, my man. No, nothing egregious.
No. And again,
passion's the name of the game.
And I'll just say this, and I'm on Steve Kerr's side on this front. I went in and I was kind of mad that Kuminga and Moody weren't playing because Lamb and Jerome were playing. But I see I see Jerome now in Cleveland, Stoney. Although he was on the bench at the end of that last series. But I'll say this, I didn't know he had that in him, but I can't fault Kerr for that. But he said something that hit me in the cardiac, Stoney.
What's that?
You wait till Curry goes down to get desperate. Like, what about when he's healthy and he said, you know, it's so Steph-centric, it shouldn't be that way with Butler. It wasn't while the 28-3 happened, but I just ate the cheese of, if Steph gets hurt, we can win a game with Jimmy. And now you, Willard, and everybody's telling me, Jimmy don't roll like that, Steiny. That's not automatic. You would think sometimes that's how it goes. And that's kind of scary to me.
Let me tell you what as we're talking about Jonathan Kuminga, and the reason we're talking about Jonathan Kuminga is because Steve Kerr did a podcast with Tim Kawakami of the San Francisco Standard. Really got into details about Jonathan Kuminga. I'll play it again shortly, but he basically said, look, he's not a 38-minute-per-game player on this team. He's not, and it's about a puzzle fit and all that stuff. Here's what people are going to rip this, but I would absolutely, this is kind of what I would do. You've got an old core. It's an old core.
Right.
And maybe not to the extent that this guy did it, but Kawhi Leonard, You know, he didn't start playing until January.
Oh, gotcha. All right.
Right. And then when he started playing, he played 18 minutes a night. And then he went up to 24 minutes a night. And then he eventually went to 35, and he got to the playoffs, and he was healthy. I would absolutely entertain bringing Jonathan Kuminga back and load managing the hell out of Curry and Butler and Green.
It's never happened. I'm not mad at it, but Steiny, what seed
Why
are
not?
You doing it that way?
Why
what,
not?
What seed are you?
Well, like, that's the point. If you all Kuminga lovers think that he's so dynamite and instrumental, then he should be able to keep the ship more than afloat Butler's not playing or if Curry's not playing.
But that his head coach didn't sound like that was something that's even
well, they're
possible,
not going to say
Steiny.
It.
Well, you know
they're
what
not
going to
say it, but, I mean, look, Steph Curry played 70 games.
Man.
He got into the playoffs. Then they had to up his minutes. Then he got hurt. Jimmy Butler got here, played virtually every game when he got here. Playoffs, got hurt.
I just think we might lose it. Like, I love Kuminga, Steiny, but I think with what you're saying, we might lose too many games, you know?
Oh, why?
No, I'm just saying he's not ready for that yet.
What is, well,
the
Curry
whole goal
and Kuminga,
was for Kuminga to have dudes around him, too, the big dogs.
Well, he will. He'll have Curry on some nights, and he'll have Butler on other nights. Yeah. If Curry and Butler play, and that's the other thing, Butler is known for playing 60
right,
games.
Right.
Well, guess what? You need Kuminga then. And while you're at it, let's just limit Curry to 60 games so we have a better shot in the postseason because we all acknowledge we ran out of gas this year.
Well, let me run this by you. We just heard the coach tell TK, you know, just where he thought Jonathan was and what he is and what he's not. I broke out the mental calculator, Steiny. Because this is going to come down to money. And I know you're saying just right now on the horizon, you don't see a lot coming Jonathan Kuminga's way. But, I mean, hearing the coach talk about a player that way, value-wise in regard to the money, I mean, what's that equate to hearing the coach tell you, talk about Kuminga that way?
Which way in particular?
Like just what he is and what he's not, what he'd like him to be, but how much money is that going to be when they offer him something to stay? That didn't sound like a lot is where I'm going.
Yeah. Austin in San Jose on the YouTube chat, how much money are they going to pay JK to stay? First of all, I hate to say this, JK's got nothing to do with this. Like the Warriors can do what they will with JK. And, you know, like, the one thing they won't do, I don't think, is let him go for nothing.
Well,
so
that would be,
if they don't like a sign-and-trade deal, then match another team's offer and get him back here and start load-managing the hell out of your older guys because when you don't do it, you got no shot, and start playing Kuminga more to carry you through the regular season.
Mm.
Let's go to Marvin in San Francisco. Let me guess, Marvin. Not a Steve Kerr fan. How you doing, Marvin?
How did you know that?
Because it says Kerr stinks under your comment.
Well, I let me put it this way. Kerr cannot figure out, he's the only coach I've ever known, that cannot figure out how to get a guy who scores between 20 and 30 points if you play him 30 minutes a game into the lineup. Okay. Yeah. He recalled, and he's done everything he could to possibly to destroy this kid's confidence. Okay. He averages 20 points as soon as Wiggins comes back. He plays Wiggins in the first game of the playoffs after being out for 2 months. Okay.
Yep.
Did he win those first two games in Sacramento playing Wiggins? No. He had a guy who was on a roll. He puts Wiggins in. I loved Wiggins, but That is how you destroy a young player's confidence. J.K. effectively defended Anthony Edwards and other big guards as good as anybody we have. And for some reason, that never got him any minutes on the court either. I watched him against Minnesota. And by the way, everybody's talking about how the Warriors need this, the Warriors need that. The Warriors were one game behind five other teams, including Houston. They were behind by two games for the whole season. And Minnesota and all those other teams, they were only one game less than them. I think a big part of the Warrior thing was exactly what happened the last time when they went seven games against Sacramento. They have to sweep that first series to get the rest of the 4 days or whatever it is before right. they hit the next round. And they didn't. And the reason they didn't, because Kerr blew two games against horrible teams. He didn't get his team prepared. He didn't get them up for the games. They lose to San Antonio, who didn't even have their starting five. And they lost to Toronto, I think it was, or Utah, another team that was a terrible team. They win those games. When they lost those two games, they were in fourth place. They were home court advantage in the first round of the playoffs. So Kirk can say all he wants about his system and everything else, but you got a kid who scores between 20 and 30 points when you play him, even in the playoffs, and he violated every single thing he said. He trusts Pajemski in spite of seven turnovers, 1-for-8 shooting, and all that kind of stuff. I cannot figure out why Kerr cannot play a guy like that. My final thing on Jimmy Butler. Mm-hmm. Okay, Jimmy Butler got hurt very badly in the first game or whatever it was against Houston, and he still played. And in that last game, I said this before in your program, all these Warriors were beating their perimeter guy and then passing up shots at 10 to 15, 17 feet.
Yeah.
Now, Jimmy did too. I think we all expected we led by, 2 points at halftime or whatever at the last game, and they kind of expected him to take the game over. But you saw with Nick Nurse and Steph Curry, when they can do it, they just basically block that one guy that we think we have to have score, and Kerr can't figure out what to do. I mean, I thought it was that simple, but I love Jimmy Butler. He does so many things that nobody else does. He made so many clutch, big plays, money shots when he took them. But I think by the time it got to the second half, Minnesota said, he's not going to do it to us.
Yeah, Marvin, thanks for the call.
Marvin was rolling. Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't disagree with Marvin. And clearly a lot of fans agree with Marvin and how it relates to Jonathan Kuminga.
Because that's the question of the summer, man. It just is for me. It was Brock Purdy in the contract. We knew eventually it was going to get done. It got done. Now it's Jonathan Kuminga in his future. And I just can't read it. I would be blown. Now, if you tell me a sign and trade and somehow Cam Johnson's a Warrior, that's what I'm talking about. I'm just throwing that out there. But, I mean, you cannot be this devoid of young talent. Because that's where I'm going. I love Pods. I love Moody and Santos and Post. But we got a real, real sense of, okay, they need some seasoning, like some good taco meat. But the bottom line, Steiny, is are you really in a position to allow a guy with the potential of Kuminga to bounce?
Well, it depends who you get back for.
Yeah.
Cam Johnson.
I did that for Willard. Willard and who was our other guy? Grandy. And I like him.
Yeah, another guy who doesn't rebound. Cam Johnson.
What's his number?
He gets four a game.
But he can shoot, play D.
Well, that's all that matters.
For you.
I like well-rounded players.
Aaron Gordon. I can't believe Theodore. My guy Theodore Rand said he's always been that big. Hell nah. He's always been big. But he went to the lab. And Stoney, that dude is a stud. Hey, real quick. Zubac didn't make all NBA nothing?
No, I don't think so. No, second team.
That's something.
Is he really a great defender, Zubac?
I think he holds his own.
What's he do?
Alter shots and block him at times. You didn't watch him beat the Warriors?
That's the Warriors. They don't even have a center. I've watched him play a lot, and I've never said, man,
he was
he
giving
is a
Jokic
hell of a
the business
on offense.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, sure he's okay defensively.
You're tough, man.
What?
Dibs and Willard come in here and I ask him, hey, what do you think of Zubac defensively?
Right.
Not that he's Lou Alcindor, but they'll be like, yeah, he's more than a little something.
Well, I'm just telling you that when I watch the Clippers, I don't say, damn, Zubac is a good defensive player.
I always think to myself, honestly, Lakers miss him.
Well, the Lakers, he's a good, very good player, no doubt about it. And your guy Mustafa Mahajid
All right.
says Cam Johnson doesn't play defense.
Well, who does in the NBA?
Well, Zubac, apparently. And we know Draymond Green does.
Yeah.
All right, 888-957-9570. I see Tim, I see Butkus, and I see Mike in Walnut Creek. We're going to get to all of your calls on the other side. And Steve Kerr, riling up the fan base and not even trying to do it. He's become a...
He's a made man, rightfully so.
You are not alone in that, but people disagree, and I'm right in the middle. What's coming up on the game brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Hey man, Memorial Day weekend, it's around the corner. Swing by Valvoline Instant Oil Change and make sure your vehicle is road ready. No appointment, stay in your car, done in 15 minutes. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com for locations and coupons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
The month of May is Lupus Awareness Month. Lupus is a chronic disease that can cause inflammation and pain in any part of the body. It's an autoimmune disease with no known cause or cure. Signs and symptoms include joint pain, rashes, fever, extreme fatigue, chest pain, hair loss, and sensitivity to sunlight. Do you have any of these symptoms? Take the Could You Have Lupus quiz by visiting lupusgreaterohio.org or contact 1-888-NO-LUPUS for more information. Funded by the Ohio Commission on Minority Health.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.